In the KS Arto Kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. You are listening to America's longest-running radio food show.
So, do we get a prize or something?
There should be some. We should be on the cover of Time Magazine.
That's right.
I think, after 38 years of doing this program, but let's not hold our breath for that.
Okay.
Every year, I forget to do this, and this year I'm going to break my record of forgetting. Every year, I wait until the actual morning of the Kelseyville Pear Festival to talk with the folks that put on the festival.
Oh, we've
done this for 25 years. And every year they say, Steve, can't you mention the festival a week before?
Uh-huh.
Because by the time we're on, the festival's in full swing. People aren't going to decide, oh, let's just go up to Lake County and to Kelseyville.
But they're always busy and crowded.
They are. But yeah. So I'm telling you today that next week, next Saturday, September 28th, is the, I think it's the 30th annual Kelseyville Pear Festival, right at the Mount at the end of at the bottom of Mount Conocta or whatever it is, whatever that mountain
is.
Anyway, it's really a cool festival, and put it on your calendar. It's a fun family event. They have the Kelseyville Pear Dessert Contest up there, which is really cool. There's a lot of things going on. We'll talk with them again next Saturday.
Oh, good.
But I wanted to give people a heads up if they're looking to do something fun.
So we should go up and do it.
Wouldn't it be fun to do a broadcast from up in Kelseyville?
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever been to Lake County. Been to a lot of counties around this community, but we've never been up to Lake.
Yeah.
We'd have to stay overnight. I couldn't drive up to Kelseyville on Saturday morning, I don't think. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Unless you drove.
No. Don't let me drive.
Hey, here's an article you just published in the Press Democrat this week, and it's called Corn Love. And you start us off on a very provocative note. You quote Garrison Keillor.
You know, I published it in the Press Democrat, and they took that out.
Oh, they did?
Yes, which I thought was the whole reason.
Oh, I didn't realize it.
Yeah, you should.
So what our listeners will get if they go to the KSRO website, they get the expurgated, whatever that word is, how you wrote the article.
Yeah.
So here's what John did write that didn't make it into the newspaper. And see if our listeners agree that it's a little too provocative, John.
Oh.
Well, let them decide.
No, okay.
Garrison Keillor summed it up, and he said, sex is good, but not as good as fresh, sweet corn.
Yeah. So what's provocative about that?
Look, turn
on
the TV.
Maybe it's Garrison Keillor.
Look at what we're assaulted with daily that is provocative and close to being obscene. This is just a delightful comment from Garrison Keillor, America's most beloved humorist.
Yeah. Well, I guess he got into trouble. Maybe that
Get into some trouble, but still, maybe if it was attributed to another person that didn't get in trouble, they would have published it. So you write about corn, and it's funny because I was thinking, corn, we're right at the end of the season, and we worked together on this Corn Love article, and I saw you had a big box of fresh-picked corn, and I said, where did you get that? You said you got it from Imwali.
Imwali,
And I said, it's coming to an end of corn season. You said,
no. Because I asked Joe Imwali about it. He said, we're going to have corn for another month. And actually, right now is the prime time for corn. And because we've had corn weather, I guess, they're producing a lot. But then it ends.
Yeah, so, then it's gone.
Yeah.
You're drowning in corn, and then you got to get the stuff.
So the other thing they didn't include, the Press Democrat didn't include, but I think is the hottest tip about how to shuck corn. How do you shuck corn? You know.
Well, I talked about it 25 years ago.
Yeah.
But I should reveal this. You were kind of anti-microwave for most of the time we've done the show for 38 years. You said, I never have a microwave. So when I went over to John's a few months ago when we worked on something, I thought, oh, my God, is that a microwave? And you said, yeah.
And it's mostly to shuck corn because it makes it so easy. So you can take the corn, shuck on all of that stuff, put it in the microwave on high for 3 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes. And then when you pull it out, all of that stuff, including the silk, comes off so easily. So that's the hot tip for today.
That's a great tip. And of course, as you always include the most wonderful bits of information, arcane information about corn, a guy named Jason Carl planted the tallest sweet corn, Guinness World Records. And then you get into, of course, the recipes. And I have to say, I think one of the most stunning photos I've ever seen in any of your articles is the one that John Burgess, the photographer from the PD, took. And it's something I've never even seen photographed, and that is making corn silk tea.
Which, as it turns out, other people, especially in Asia, they're very hip to the idea that corn silk tea can be very good for you, that it apparently is used to treat all kinds of things. So don't throw it away.
So medicinally, it's supposed to be good for digestion and other things. And it's pretty simple to do, isn't it?
Well, you got the...
you dip the silk.
And you can do it from either fresh silk or dried silk. But it supposedly lowers cholesterol. And
malaria, prostate problems, heart disease, urinary tract infections, Chinese and Native American medicine. And I'm willing to try it because how much corn silk have I thrown away?
So you have all of those things, don't you?
Well, and maybe not now, but possibly later I will. So, and corn is gluten-free, of course.
Yes.
That's one of the big selling points for a lot of people. And I bet that's done wonders for corn sales in general, probably, I would think.
I hope so.
So the recipes that you included are seared scallops with corn cream. How do you make
it? It's one of my favorite things in the world. So you take fresh corn and cook it down a little bit with a little bit of stock and heavy cream and a few other seasonings of your choice, and then puree it and strain it. And you have this sweet, lovely sauce that's good for anything, and it's good on anything other than, well, in addition to scallops. I use it on salmon. I use it on all kinds of things.
But don't make the mistake that I do and pour the corn cream over your beautifully seared scallops.
Poor guy.
I know I made an error of plating this. And John said, you just covered the beautiful sear of my scallops. I said, I wasn't thinking. Well, a moment of inattention.
Well, chefs are...
well, I'm not a chef. Okay. I'm just the home cook.
No, you're great.
I'm good, but I had a moment of inattention. And when you're in, of course, a professional kitchen, that's going to cost, that'll come out of your pay if you do something bonehead like that. So there's in this beautiful photograph of the seared scallops, and you really gild the lily, a little caviar on top of this, huh?
Sure.
Is that expensive?
No. You can salmon caviar, which you can get pretty readily, generally online, though some markets, fish markets, sell it. It's so delicious, and it's so pretty. I put it on everything.
Your grandma was ahead of her time. You include one of her recipes in the next one called scalloped corn. That still is good today as it was 50 years ago.
It is. It's anything scalloped, which means cooked with a little bit of cream, and it uses fresh breadcrumbs on top, and then you stick it in the oven, and it gets brown and...
And I have to tell you, I was really shocked when we did this dish together, because I always use panko, and I guess panko's okay, but
it works.
I mentioned when we finished this dish and it came out of the oven, like, oh my gosh, these breadcrumbs are unbelievable. What do you use? And you used a potato bread, didn't you?
Yeah.
Do you use the crusts also, or do you take those?
You can use the crusts, but I don't want it to... color the topping, so I typically cut the crusts off before, just do them in a blender, and they're delicious.
I love saying mock shoe. Mock shoe is your next recipe, and that's a New Orleans, Louisiana dish.
Yeah, it's like succotash.
And then it's Mexican corn on the cob. What makes it Mexican?
Well, everybody's had it. I think if you've gone to any Mexican, especially street stand, you cook the corn, they put crema on it, but you can put creme fraiche, a chili powder, a squeeze of lime, and then eat it.
And then the crumbled cotija cheese on there.
If you want.
Okay. Next one is corn, coconut, and fennel chowder. Mm-hmm. That's inspired by your Southeast journeys.
Yes.
Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
Easy to do.
Easy to do. Non-dairy.
And then charred corn salad with basil, feta, and tomatoes. Boy, that sounds terrific.
It's good.
Another easy dish to
Yes. All of these are really easy. And when you have the corn and have peeled them, shuck them, using your microwave, it's great.
And the final recipe is fresh corn polenta with blistered tomatoes and burrata.
Yeah.
And I think you fried the basil leaves, didn't you?
Well, you can. Mm-hmm. And I made the comment in the recipe, you can either fry them or just use them fresh. But there's something about frying basil, the whole leaf, it becomes crystalline. It looks like it's like you're in a church or something and you're seeing...
Like stained glass.
Stained glass.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And it adds an interesting flavor note to it.
And burrata, an Italian cheese.
Cheese. The queen of Italian cheeses. So it's mozzarella stretched around, and in the center is fresh cream. It's the most decadent cheese you can imagine.
It's a seductive and voluptuous.
Yeah.
Corn Love, John Ash. You can find it now on the KSRO Good Food Hour webpage. When we come back, the King of Beans. He's in the studio.
Did you know that KSRO is more committed than ever to updated local news? 4 updates an hour mornings, updated local news at noon, 2 updates an hour afternoons, all day coverage of local news on KSRO.
It's personal, and it's your choice. You've contemplated cosmetic surgery for a long time. Maybe it's cosmetic breast surgery, a reduction, lift, or augmentation. Or maybe you wanted smart lipo body contouring for a long time. Dr. Tom and his caring staff understand your concerns are personal and confidential.
It is personal. We take our time and walk you through the whole process. Our philosophy, you, the patient, are part of the surgical team. That's why we include you in the decision-making process.
How do I get started?
It's easy. Just call our office. Our wonderful surgical liaison will listen to your concerns and arrange for a virtual or in-office consultation.
Dr. Tom, you use local anesthesia for cosmetic surgery?
Yes. Local anesthesia is safe and well-tolerated by our patients. You can actually have breakfast the day of your surgery, and you will appreciate the quicker recovery with less discomfort.
Voted best cosmetic surgeon of Sonoma County 8 years in a row. Call Dr. Tom for a complimentary consultation online at drtomcosmetic.com.
Join Chef John Ash, the 2-time James Beard Award-winning cookbook author, teacher, and host of the Good Food Hour for an exclusive 2025 culinary cruise.
Set sail from Seattle and journey through breathtaking Alaskan scenery while learning new cooking techniques from Chef John Ash.
This exclusive cruise includes an intimate cooking class with Chef Ash himself, a welcome cocktail reception, and other special opportunities just for our group.
Imagine yourself cruising alongside glaciers, learning to prepare delectable dishes, and indulging in exquisite wine and food. Enjoy cruising on the ultra-premium cruise line Oceana aboard the Riviera. With just a 1,250-guest capacity, discover what small ship luxury truly means.
Want to learn more about the 2025 culinary cruise with Chef John Ash? Email Elise Corey of TravelWise at cruise@travelwise.net or call 707-935-WISE, 935-W-I-Z-E.
The culinary cruise with Chef John Ash to Alaska, September 2025. Go to this station's website and click on the 2025 cruise for more info.
Hi, I'm Patty Mannett, manager of the Healdsburg branch at Exchange Bank. We know that growing your business comes with a lot of hurdles. Working with an experienced banker who understands your unique business banking needs, be it a line of credit, a business loan, or merchant services, means you have a partner by your side who can help clear those hurdles. At Exchange Bank, we're here to help. Learn more at exchangebank.com.
Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. All loans subject to credit approval.
It's the 100th annual Mendocino County Fair and Apple Show, Friday, September 13th through Sunday the 15th, 9 a.m. to midnight daily. Daily apple tasting, wine tasting, livestock shows, floral and garden displays, carnival, plus the Wool and Fiber Show, and the 97th annual California National Wool Show. Live music includes the Scott Forbes Band Friday night, and Dean Titus and the Coyote Cowboys Saturday night in the Rodeo Arena. Tickets and info online at MendoCountyFair.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ashen. We're so happy to welcome back Steve Sando to the KSRO kitchen this morning. And we go back a long way, Steve. I think we actually met you when you were in your 40s. Because I have a copy of my notes from Heirloom Beans that we did, and that was 2008.
So that would be true. And I think that's when we first met.
Yeah. You were a youngster.
A chicken, really.
Yeah. Okay. So we were talking off the air about how you came to beans, because your agriculture was not part of your inheritance.
No, not at all. I grew up in Marin in the 70s, pretty much. And I love music and theater, and I just thought I'd be some kind of star of some kind. But then reality came in, and I thought, I'll just try different serial entrepreneur things. So I had been working at Esprit, the clothing company, and I moved to Italy thinking I'd work for Esprit, and I ended up becoming a radio DJ. This was what year was it now? 1988, and I pretended I was at a cocktail party and had ambient cocktail sounds and would play American jazz from the 50s and 60s,
so cool.
Thinking, you know, you're very aware of being an American when you live in Italy, and this is our greatest exports, along with peanut butter and cowboys. But I thought jazz and cocktails were really much more interesting.
Did you have an air name, special?
Mr. Lucky, actually.
Mr. Lucky was Craig Stevens, wasn't it?
Yeah, a TV show. Yeah, and also Cary Grant had a movie, but the song, the Vince Guaraldi or Henry Mancini theme, was from that
songs.
TV show.
Do, 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 do.
Now I feel I'm on the air. No, Henry Mancini is so great.
Okay,
and there's a beautiful Vince Guaraldi version as well.
Yeah. So here, DJ, Esprit, and what else did you do to make a living?
Well, then I came home and thought, oh, that was such a success, I can't wait to do it here. But it was right as talk radio was kicking up. And when I went to see if I could do this here, they just laughed in my face. So I was broke, so I started making bootleg tapes. And they got really popular to the point where I could live on them. And then I made a catalog, which led to a zine, which led to Wired covering it, Wired magazine. Met someone who was talking about, I was already doing internet, but not, the web was about to happen. And I thought, what a stupid idea that is. But this guy said, oh, no, we'll put Mr. Lucky, which was the name of the zine, on the internet. And he did one issue and then he bolted and I had to learn how to do it. So then I became a web designer, believe it or not, for years in the early days. And then because of the music, I started doing music licensing and produced CDs for companies like Fila, Sports Clothes, and a couple of others. And then at some point I said, you know what, you're 40. I had just turned 40. This isn't working. I've almost made it at everything, but never quite. So I get a job at a big box store and get a garden. I just knew if I had a garden, I'd be okay, even though I've never gardened before. So I started gardening, and then it's like, oh, I'm really good at this, which is idiotic, because if you live in the North Bay, nature takes care of a lot. But then I started taking my tomatoes to the farmer's market, and they were going well. And I thought, well, markets start really early, but the tomatoes don't. And I thought, well, oh, I'll do beans. That'll just carry me through. And here I am sitting with you guys. How many years? 23 years later.
Well, and you've become really world famous for being the king of beans or whatever title you want to put.
I'm very passionate about them, and I think people recognize that. And it's really out of love, because I think if me and a group of tech bros sat around like, how could we make money? Oh, I know, we're going to go into beans. That wouldn't have worked. It was really something I'm passionate about. And I do tend, in fairness to me, not do anything very casually. Like, if it has value, I go deep, narrow and deep. And so that's what I did. And this was the first thing, is like, oh, this is what's catching?
Yeah.
That people appreciate the beans? It's like, great.
Well, but you've also found and fathered, I guess would be the right, if that's the right term, all kinds of heirloom beans and things that were completely unknown and actually disappearing. And
Well, early on, I couldn't even get in the Napa market because they thought it was weird. So I had to go to this crappy one up in Yountville that was really for tourists. And I was next to someone selling lavender, which, you know, if you're trying to sell food next to a really strong lavender stand, that's a little frustrating. But because it was Yountville, Thomas Keller came. And once Thomas Keller came, all the chefs wanted to know about it. And it really hit me. There were a few outliers like you in particular have been a huge booster for beans, but there weren't to many of you, and it really was kind of angry hippies at food co-ops and people from the Depression who, yeah, that was a great bean, but I eat meat now. And there wasn't a huge market. So talking to people like you, Keller, a couple of other really key chefs, I realized that's the way to go. Because everyone has been talking about health, which they are a superfood, and greenness. They're incredibly, even commodity beans are green. But it's the flavor that we've all taken for granted. And especially when you dig into heirlooms, it is much more interesting. So that was, if I have any marketing technique, it was like, oh, it was influencer marketing, but in the beginning, before that was the thing.
Well, you hit it the perfect time.
Yes. I mean, I think I said in the book, the beans and I were both lucky we found each other, because it was work. It worked.
So from there, from the Yountville Farmers Market, you got into the Napa Farmers Market after that?
Eventually. There was one point I would do Yountville, Napa. I was doing too many, and then I got into the Oakland.
Oh, that one too.
This is a great one by the theater, Grand Lake.
Near the Paramount.
And then I got into the Ferry Building Farmers Market on Saturday mornings, and that was huge. But it's a really hard life.
It's a grind.
Yeah. And especially what was funny is I thought, I'm going to sit around with people and we're going to talk. Oh, I was in France and we used cocoa beans, not tarbé beans, for a cassoulet or whatever. And in fact, it was like, why am I cooking beans? And so to realize I had all these pie in the sky kind of food salon ideas. And in reality, people were just confused how to even do, why they would cook them and how.
So what about... I heard you at one time say, no need to soak the beans, that was a...
Well, I used to care. I don't care now.
I remember from our first interview back in 2008, John had written an article up called The Quick Soak Method.
Yeah.
And you said, that's not... I don't agree with that.
Well, that one I still don't. Because if you're soaking beans in hot water, you're virtually cooking them. So you might as well cook them, to me. Now, but if you don't know the source of your beans, like if you just get them at the grocery store, and especially if you're in Canton, Ohio or somewhere, you definitely should soak them.
Yeah.
But if you know your producer, and our beans are all less than 2 years old, and we were the first company ever to put a best by date, a freshness date on beans, because beans, it's assumed you can eat them 20 years later.
Yeah.
And that's why you do need to soak. But Howard McGee on Food and Cooking, the food scientist, says most of the hydration happens before 6 hours. So when you're doing it over 6 hours, it's not necessary. And with our beans, because they're new crop, you actually might start them to start sprouting, and they actually get harder. So whenever we have complaints about, oh, your beans never cooked, did you soak them? Oh, yeah, I soaked them for a full day. And it's like some of these beans are like saying, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
And so if you don't know your source, soak them. If you do know your source, you're welcome to soak them.
Well, really. Your comment about age, I mean, God knows how old they are.
I've heard horror stories.
Yeah.
You know, it could be up to 10 years old if you're not in a place that moves them.
Wow. Realize that maybe that's part of the problem of bean resistance.
Oh, for sure. No. And the whole thing is, it's easy work, but it is work, and you're going to invest all these hours, then find out they never cooked. I can see why people get frustrated.
Of course.
How many different varieties do you have now of beans?
It varies, but right now we're growing 25 between California, Oregon, and Washington, and we're importing about 10.
Wow.
And do you import from Europe too, and Mexico?
The 10 we get from Mexico, or the few we get from Mexico, are from small farms with mostly indigenous farmers who have really no market other than locally, and they're freaking out happy with the results. Like, really? And they're so proud that their beans are kind of ambassadors for these different communities. And Europe, we have just started doing a few from Italy.
Oh.
But a lot of the Italian production is in Poland now because they have a different – I don't want to – there's a different work ethic is all I can say in Italy sometimes. Especially with an heirloom bean that takes
a little... stop and have an espresso.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I mean that kindly.
Of course.
Yeah. But you know what? It's a quality of life issue. It's like, no, we're actually making money selling to our own people. We don't really care about getting grossly huge. So it's interesting.
So 25 or so rotating varieties of beans.
They're not rotating so much. The drag is, you know... We have three black beans right now. And my partners in Mexico said, we just met this group in Chiapas who have this really good black bean. And it's like, well, of course I'll try it. And it's like, damn, I have to do this.
Yeah.
It's like velvety. Oh. It's rich. It's like, oh. And you wouldn't think, how many black beans do you need? But each one is completely different. Yeah. And certainly worth continuing.
So would you talk about the famous, infamous Bean Club?
Oh, yeah.
And people's desire to get on, and they can't get on.
Well, why don't we wait for that so Steve can choose his words kindly when we come
back.
Okay. Got to take a break.
Okay,
let's take a break. Steve Sando joining Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, in the KSRO Kitchen. We'll talk about the new book, Rancho Gordo Kitchens, the Bean Book, 100 Recipes for Cooking with All Kinds of Beans. It looks like this just came out September 10th, the release date.
Which was Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is hot off the press.
It's really more important than the debate that happens, I think, really, in my world anyway.
One of you will win an autographed copy of this brand new book by Steve Sando at the end of the show. Be back after this.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Imagine a place where tradition meets innovation, a place where every baker from beginner to pro is part of a thriving community. Welcome to Central Milling's Artisan Baking Center in Petaluma, where this beautiful facility is more than just a state-of-the-art baking facility. It's a hub for lifelong learning and skill mastery.
With world-class instructors in a variety of classes tailored to all skill levels, you'll find the perfect fit, whether you're just starting out or refining your craft. And right now, use the coupon code BAKE15 to get 15% off any in-person class.
Artisan Baking Center is not just a baking facility. It's the farmer, the miller, and the baker all working together to preserve American farmland for tomorrow. Employee owned and operated, their team is personally invested in the quality of their products.
Go online to see all the classes available, from pizza to desserts, baguettes to pastas. You're going to find a class just right for you. Use code BAKE15 to get 15% off any in-person class. Go to centralmilling.com and click on Bake.
Ungaro and Sons, your home team. Ungaro and Sons makes it easy to get the answers and pricing you need instantly. When it's time to replace your HVAC system or water heater, you can now get an instant online estimate. Go to ungaroandsons.com and tap the online estimate button. Answer a few quick and simple questions, and you'll have an estimate right away. And now you can also order replacement filters for your HVAC system through the online store. Super easy. Ungaro and Sons is the only home services company in Sonoma County offering instant online estimates and an online store to purchase replacement filters for your HVAC system. Ungaro & Sons is making it more convenient than ever to maintain a healthy and efficient home environment with instant on-screen estimates and online replacement filter ordering. Check out the new store now at ungaroandsons.com and experience the future of home comfort shopping. Ungaro & Sons, your home team.
The Sonoma County Legal Line. Get answers to your legal questions on a wide variety of issues. Real answers from Satare Law, a personal injury law firm powerhouse.
I was involved in a car accident sustaining injuries. I was not at fault. Should I hire a personal injury attorney?
Personal injuries can be emotionally and financially devastating. Daniel Satare is an attorney who specializes in personal injury law with extensive experience in auto, bicycle, and motorcycle accidents, wrongful death, and more.
My partner suffered spinal injuries in a car accident. And we don't have health insurance. Can we get the other insurance company to pay for upcoming treatments and lost wages?
Daniel Satare and his team will guide you through the challenging issues of a personal injury case, always protecting your legal rights. Get answers to your legal questions on a variety of issues. Real answers from law offices like Satare Law. Find out if you need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to KSRO.com now and click on the Sonoma County Legal Line.
I'm KSRO's Daniel Trucillos with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. High of 82 for today, 65 on the coast with sunny skies, mid-80s for the warmer spots. Wind speeds 5 to 10 miles an hour, mostly clear skies tonight, low 51 degrees. Temps drop to the mid-70s tomorrow, 76 in Santa Rosa with mostly sunny skies. A bit windy as well with 20 to 40 mile an hour gusts across the county. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 to 96.9. KSRO.
Steve Sandoz sitting in with us this morning to celebrate the release of his newest cookbook, The Bean Book, just came out September 10th. 100 recipes for cooking with all kinds of beans. And John, you were asking Steve before the break about the Bean Club.
The Bean Club. You have to tell us, because it's become infamous. It's also yes. become a badge of honor to be part of the Bean Club. I'm part of the Bean Club, and you're not.
I had one woman say she put it on her Tinder profile. And I thought, oh, my, I'm making a difference in the world. Well, we were just sitting around one day, and I heard about another wine club, and I love wine and wine. I'm actually in two wine clubs, but I thought, who needs another dumb wine club? Yeah. And I love wine clubs. Just yeah. stress that. I know where I am. And I thought, you know what would be so funny? We should do a bean club. It's just the stupidest idea on the planet. And that's the story. I mean, it really wasn't any more than that. So 4 times a year, we send 6 bags of beans and one extra thing, which is usually chili powder, or we have a really nice El Tajin powder called Stardust, but it's all natural. Mm-hmm. And we do rice.
And but epazote?
Epazote. Yeah. Well, no, we don't do dry. Epazote.
Anymore?
Well, oh, we do Mexican oregano, which is really, there's probably 5 plants called oregano in Mexico, and we have one called Oregano Indio that's great. But epazote, I don't think works dried. And we have it around here fresh. So we anyway, I'm,
you know,
my mind's like a pinball machine. It goes from here to there, but anyway, so the Bean Club, now we try and do exclusive beans for them, but it's up to 26,000 people. And
whoa.
For us, it's kind of a nightmare, a fun nightmare, but we normally ship out 200 to 300 packages a day. And then all of a sudden, 4 times a year, we have to ship out now 26,000. And so I have a really good staff. And a normal company would use a fulfillment company for this.
Sure.
I think we're part of the community. It's through the community I came up. So we actually have permanent full-time jobs with benefits. And we have 34 employees now in Napa between our warehouse and our customer service is actual people that also work in the retail store. So they know how to cook and they know how to track packages. And it's all kind of old-fashioned, sadly.
So would you talk also about the retail store? Because it's a place to go to.
Yes.
Because you can... There's always a pot of beans cooking.
There is. Unless you get there really late in the day. But if you come during the day, there's samples. We have 3 or 4 employees who also do customer service. We're not right in downtown Napa. We're north of it so that they're not always busy. But it is a destination. And they have samples. We have a lot of things that we don't have online. And I have a wild collection of Mexican movie posters from the 40s and 50s. Right. I
think. Any wrestling posters?
No, that genre I kind of missed, but I do I do most of the other ones. But I have, it's just, talk about going deep, I have 500 of them. But I can stop at any time, so it's not a problem.
Sure.
You see how that works?
So what are the hours of we can go over and taste some beans?
Yeah, I should know, but it's probably 10 to 5:30. I know we close at 5:30.
Mm-hmm. And 7 days a week?
Six. Yeah. And on Fridays, Model Bakery brings over rolls they've made with our pozole, the corn. Speaking of corn, it's mixed with corn and flour, and they're absolutely delicious. And we also have La Finca, which is a tortilla brand from Oakland that makes tortillas from nixtamal as opposed to masa harina, which they basically make a wet dough as opposed to adding water to dried powder, which is really the difference between great tortillas and good ones or okay ones. So Fridays is kind of a good day to go.
Could you explain, for those that don't know, nixtamalization, but the term you just used?
Sure. John? John probably should.
It's a way of dealing with the corn, with the dry corn, to make it more...
Is it digestible?
More digestible, yes. It changes the texture pretty dramatically. Mm-hmm. And you can buy, can't you buy nixtamalized corn in the market?
Usually not fresh. Usually
not
it's,
fresh.
It's dried, like what we have, and we call that, it's Southwestern and it's pozole. But in Mexico, it would always be, you just do it. And you take calcium hydroxide or the chemical cal, and cook it. And then the skins rub off, and it actually releases niacin. So the difference between Mexico, where they eat much more corn than Italy, say, but they were giving, when corn came to Italy, they gave it to a lot of the peasants, so they do lots of work. because it fills you up and it's nutritious, but they were suffering from pellagra, which is, I've seen photos, it's not something you want. But nixtamalization takes care of that.
Because the niacin is added to it.
It releases the niacin.
Yeah. That's the difference between great tortillas and average tortillas.
Well, right. And now we've just been so used, there's a brand called Maseca, which, you know, many people consider it's the devil. It's convenient and it's not a bad product. I mean, it's a tough one. But you just add water and you have a dough. Whereas nixtamalized tortillas is the traditional way to do it.
And often when you go into Mexican markets, you can buy the fresh one already made up.
Yeah, but sometimes they use...
But it could be also the reconstituted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is exciting. Let's dive into the book right after this break, okay? And talk about how you envision this book and how it, what we'll get when we get a copy of it. It's your eighth book, right?
Yes.
Remarkable.
Who knew? Yeah.
Steve Sando from Rancho Gordo in his new book, The Bean Book, 100 Recipes for Cooking with All Kinds of Beans. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO Kitchen.
KSRO, Bay Area home of the Las Vegas Raiders, with Jason Horowitz, Eric Allen, and Lincoln Kennedy. Don't miss the action. Every Raiders game is here on KSRO.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risen Kizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Join Chef John Ash, the 2-time James Beard Award-winning cookbook author, teacher, and host of the Good Food Hour for an exclusive 2025 culinary cruise.
Set sail from Seattle and journey through breathtaking Alaskan scenery while learning new cooking techniques from Chef John Ash.
This exclusive cruise includes an intimate cooking class with Chef Ash himself, a welcome cocktail reception, and other special opportunities just for our group.
Imagine yourself cruising alongside glaciers, learning to prepare delectable dishes, and indulging in exquisite wine and food. Enjoy cruising on the ultra-premium cruise line Oceana aboard the Riviera. With just a 1,250-guest capacity, discover what small ship luxury truly means.
Want to learn more about the 2025 culinary cruise with Chef John Ash? Email Elise Corey of TravelWise at cruise@travelwise.net or call 707-935-WISE, 935-WIZE.
The culinary cruise with Chef John Ash to Alaska, September 2025. Go to this station's website and click on the 2025 cruise for more info.
If you're an apartment owner or commercial building owner looking to protect your building affordably, SoCo Private Security now offers 24-hour smart patrol. Protect your building and provide peace of mind for tenants with SoCo Private Security's 24-hour smart patrol. With 24-hour smart patrol, you've got security on demand from the only 24-hour smart patrol provider in Sonoma County. More info at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. The new breed in security.
Welcome to Staples.
My son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and notebooks.
With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find low prices on tons of school supplies. And all in stock.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Might I suggest 2 carts?
Staples has everything for school in stock and priced low. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and 2-pocket poly folders are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 9/14, in-store only, limit 10 while supplies last.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Thank you.
are having a conversation with Steve Sando, who's in the KSRO kitchen live with us this morning, Chef John Ash and me, and talking about his new book, just came out September 10th, The Bean Book, 100 Recipes for Cooking with All Kinds of Beans.
So can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
I know Steve has a couple of questions he wants to ask you. If I wanted to join the Bean Club, how long would it take me?
Well, I know a guy who can help you, but... right now, it's probably 9 months.
Oh.
It was 3 years at one point.
Yeah.
It was really crazy. But we're trying to open it up. But the thing is, if we open it up to everybody, it's too many, and you're going to dilute the very thing that made it special. And it's not that you're an exclusive club, but it's an ag product that has to be planned, especially with some of these smaller farms, and the ones from Mexico in particular, to go from, say, 20,000 to even 30,000 pounds is a huge deal. And we have to plan it out ahead of time.
Yeah,
makes sense. But the beans are available retail at a lot of places.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, we have ranchogordo.com. We have our retail store in Napa. And then we have stores all over the country. So you can get...
Oliver's here in Sonoma County sells
them. It's a great selection, And you can get what you want, when you want, without me telling you what you want, which is what the Bean Club is. But the Bean Club also has a Facebook group, and half of the members are in it, which tells you how popular it is. And it's the nicest place on the internet. And they...
Oh, I like that catchphrase, the nicest place on the internet.
Well, yeah, it's getting uglier. So it's really, it's really nice to hang out there and learn about beans. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. So the book, could you encapsulate what sets this book apart from the previous seven or so? What you've tried to include here, touch on?
Well, they first approached me, and I thought... if I want to do another book like this. And then I thought, you know what? It'll just be our greatest hits. We'll crank it out. And then, of course, as you do it, it's like, no, that's not what this is. And we actually really tested recipes in a way that I never have. And as we're writing it, I thought, this isn't our greatest hits. It's just, this is a book that took me 23 years to write in a way. I couldn't have written this in the beginning. And I love the first book, but this is very different. And I think it's 21 years of bean love, I would say.
So you've kind of been able to edit yourself about what really does work and what you really do
like. Oh, for sure, yeah. No, no, and it's quite different, I think, than it would have been 23 years ago.
It's also approachable. It's not that everything is really exotic, you know. I mean, there are some things that require a little effort, but not really. I mean, beans, you've talked about it. Beans, it's... the food of the people.
Yes. No, and as I get older, I like simpler food. Mm-hmm. So you could go through it and look at recipes, but I wouldn't recommend saying, ooh, this pasta fagioli looks good. I'm going to make beans for it. I think on Sunday, you make a pot of beans, and then you're just like, I've got white beans. Oh, you can look in the book. Oh, what are the white bean recipes? Oh, look, I can do a salad. I can do a white bean chili. Oh, I've got a little leftover. Maybe I'll puree them and make a dip. And then it's next week, and next week we're going to do dark beans. So we'll do a chili, and you can always throw a few spoonfuls into scrambled eggs. You can throw spoonfuls into a salad. It doesn't have to be a bean salad. Yeah. It could be a salad with beans. And so I think you need to get a strategy for what you're going to do with your beans for the week rather than make a pot of beans and then do yet another recipe. I think that's exhausting.
Yes.
So that's my little theory.
You included a couple of chef recipes locally from Valley Swim Club and Bottle Shop in Sonoma.
Yeah,
their recipes.
Yeah, no, she did our 20th anniversary party during COVID. We'd just come out of COVID enough that we could do a party, and so she did a great one.
And then this, I've not tried this, but if you vouch for it, I will try this because I love black bean burgers as a as an unrequited hippie. I've made a lot of black bean burgers, but you rave about Norman Rose Tavern's black bean burger.
And they're in Napa, and, you know, we've tried all different beans. Black beans just have that thing for the burger shape. So I like them a lot, and I eat them at Norman Rose when I go there. Mm-hmm. But the American obsession with the burger shape is so strange to me. But I eat meat, so it's like I would eat it. But they're great. But you could also substitute Buckeye or King City Pinks would also be great burger beans for burgers.
Beans for burgers. I love that.
And Norman Rose's in Napa. It's a great place to get that dish.
Okay.
Next time you're there.
You've been there?
No, I never have.
And Norman Rose get the black bean burger. What about some of the thoughts from the cookbook? Anything that you would want to talk to Steve about?
The thing I liked was that some of the recipes especially for those things. I was especially because I'm a big salad eater. So the bean salad or the things that were turned into salads with beans. And to your comment about if you cook a pot of beans, what are you going to do with them? It's easy to throw them into greens and crunchy things.
For years we've been doing lettuceless salads. Because I love the crunch of, say, celery and radishes and onions versus the creaminess of the beans. It tastes really indulgent.
Yeah.
And apparently it's a thing on TikTok, dense bean salads, they're calling them. It's like, we've been doing that for years. And the same thing like with the brothy beans. It's like, just cooking beans. Yeah. It has a new name, but it's been around for a while.
The three that I liked in the bean salad was the Italian tuna and white bean.
Classic.
And then the summertime white bean tomato panzanella salad. Oh. Tomato peak right now. And then the tinned seafood, which we did a couple special shows on tinned seafood. Yeah. That with warm beans and herbs using squid or octopus, something like that.
No, it's fun. We, in July, did a month of salads. So we did salad of the day. Mm-hmm. So every single day on social media, we had a different salad. And we used different, mostly our kitchen, but we also used different friends who would help us. And
so you should open a restaurant, huh?
Oh, that sounds fun. You know, they run themselves now. You really don't even have to be there.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. A few comments from Steve, and then we'll give away an autographed copy shortly before noon. The new book that Steve's just released this week is 8th. It's called The Bean Book. Surprise! The 100 Recipes for Cooking with All Kinds of Beans, the founder of Rancho Gordo.
Hi, everyone, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Please join me for the Brian Kilmeade Show, now live weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
If we don't talk about it, how are we going to fix it?
On Sonoma County's FM News Talk, KSRO.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
Touchdown!
Mountain Mike's, the official pizza of your San Francisco 49ers, is the perfect place to enjoy the games. Happy hour specials Monday through Thursday and all Sunday long. Watch the Sunday Ticket at three locations, Cleveland Avenue in Santa Rosa, Rohnert Park on Commerce, and Novato. Order up their legendary crispy curly pepperoni pizza. Try their new sticky Kogi wings or kickin' Korean barbecue wings. Online at mountainmikes.com.
There's no place we'd rather be.
I got in a really bad car accident. Should I get a lawyer?
How do I get full custody of my kids?
Have legal questions? Go to KSRO.com and click on Sonoma County Legal Line. It's free and confidential.
Can I fire someone if they're an at-will employee?
My partner's not paying his child support. What should I do?
How do I get rid of a DUI on my record?
Got a legal question? Get an answer. Go to KSRO.com and click on Sonoma County Legal Line. It's free and confidential.
Agriculture is a seasonal business, and when you need cash for day-to-day expenses like fertilizer, seed, and payroll, turn to a lender that knows agriculture. American Ag Credit has you covered with operating loans and lines of credit with competitive rates and payment terms to match your operation's cash flow. Get the funds you need when you need them and keep your operation moving forward. Visit agloan.com to learn more. American Ag Credit. Your future grows here.
News anywhere. Stream KSRO from your smartphone or smart speaker. KSRO, Sonoma County's News Talk. FM, AM, and online.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have the two Steves, me, Garner, and him, the other guy, Sando. Hello, Steve. And John Ash in the Chaos Auto Kitchen. The new book is The Bean Book. And I noticed you have Steve Skillet Cornbread in here.
Yes, even as a native son of the Golden West, I still love cornbread.
You still love, but you have Baudeker Family Cornbread, another different style of cornbread from fatted calf.
Yeah, right? He's from Texas, and yeah. I think this is his is probably a more traditional one, but I've been trying to do one without flour. So I used a lot of different sources. Anson Mills has a version that was pretty good, but it seemed a little fussy, and I had the same results doing what I did. So
whose cornmeal do you use?
Anson Mills, myself. It's you worth do. The pain. Okay. Yeah. But I have to also stress, we buy their polenta now since doing this, but we actually sell their polenta in our store. And we've just started doing their Carolina Gold rice. I'm not sure that will continue, but it's an important company.
It is. And that rice is legendary.
Yes. Yeah. No, and I used to say, when I grow up, I want to be Anson Mills. Yeah. They're really serious about it.
He did a great job launching that company and bringing that to the people, that rice. You had two cassoulet recipes in the book.
One more traditional, mostly traditional, although I'm sure a French person would find reasons to pick at it. But the other was Sarah Scott, who's a local chef who was tied to Mondavi for years, and she has her more California version.
But thank you for including simple recipes and then more labor-intensive ones, complicated. I mean, here's the Senate bean soup recipe.
Super simple.
Which is really simple. Your favorite number today. Now, think about this carefully, because the fate of the free world is determined by your answer. Between 1 and 10, Steve.
I'm going to say 7.
Caller number 7. Well, no one ever says caller number 7. Yeah.
They all
it's
do.
It's the most
they?
Popular. Yeah.
Caller number 7 at 636-1350 will win an autographed copy of Steve Sando's new book, The Bean Book, 100 Recipes for Cooking with All Kinds of Beans. Congratulations to you and Julia Newberry, your
Thank
co-author.
You. And our general manager at Rancho Gordo.
And general manager, who's been with you for a long time.
A very long time.
Couldn't have done it without her, probably.
No, for sure. No, with the whole staff. It would be a really interesting idea if I didn't have the people that I have helping me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why we take Labor Day off. The whole company shuts. We don't pay them double. The retail store, everything's closed, because they made me. So I'm not shy about that.
Well, again, congratulations. And just be patient out there if you're on the wait list. By the time it takes to have a baby, you'll have cleared the wait list, according to Steve. 9 months or so, is that right?
Well, now with the book and the more publicity, it might start creeping up.
Oh, more people are going to be signing up for the
It was 30,000 at one point. The waiting crazy. List.
Wow. Well, yeah. It's fabulous.
It's a good problem to have. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for
coming over
me.
From Napa today.
No, you guys, at this point, you're part of my story, so I really appreciate you having me on.
That's so absolutely true. Next week, we're back, and it'll be a wonderful show, I guarantee you, because we're talking rice next week.
Yes.
Big contest coming up this week about rice chefing over at Kendall Jackson.
I'm so interested to see what happens with this.
We'll be over there judging a big rice competition, so we'll have the results next Saturday. Thanks for listening. Following the news, Clark Wolf at the table. I'm Steve Garner. Have a great week.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk, K245DJ Petaluma, K278CD KSRO Santa Rosa.
In a row in battleground state Nevada after rallying in Las Vegas last night. Meantime, his opponent, Vice President